Welcome back to the Zcash podcast, your essential resource for deep dive analysis into Zcash network metrics. I'm Trinity, and joining me, as always, is our lead analyst, Neo. Neo, we're reviewing the data for January 24th, 2026. Yesterday, we tracked a very significant, almost 2,000 Zeek liquidity flow out of the shielded pool. What is the headline story today?
Good morning, Trinity. The primary headline for the 24th is normalization and stabilization, particularly concerning privacy usage. If yesterday was characterized by a massive movement of liquidity, a de-shielding event, resulting in a net flow of nearly negative 2,000 ZEC, today shows a dramatic reversal toward equilibrium.
That's a huge shift. Can you quantify that stabilization for our listeners?
Absolutely. Today's net privacy flow registered at negative 12.74 ZEC. This is effectively net neutrality. While there was still slightly more ZEC exiting the pool than entering, the total ZEC shielded was 1,280 ZEC, balanced closely against 1,293 ZEC deshielded. Crucially, we also saw a slight uptick in the actual use of shielded transactions, moving from 2.8% of total transactions yesterday to 3.46% today. The transaction count itself rose from 156 to 184 shielded transactions.
So the sharp contraction we noted yesterday appears to have been a transient event, perhaps a specific entity moving funds, and standard privacy utilization is actually trending positively again. That provides comfort regarding the integrity of the shielded set.
Precisely. The core privacy mechanism usage is healthy, and the median absolute shielded value delta remains consistent, hovering around 6.25 ZEC. This tells us the size of typical protected transfers hasn't changed, reinforcing that the general user base is continuing their activities undisturbed by the high volume movements of the prior day.
Let's pivot to overall network activity. With the large liquidity event resolved, did network throughput decrease?
It did, as expected. The total ZEC transfer dropped from approximately 560,000 ZEC yesterday to 334,000 ZEC today. Consequently, the total USD value transferred also fell, down from over $204 million to $122 million. We observed a minor contraction in engagement, with unique active addresses decreasing slightly from 4,600 to 4,400. This correlates with a minor dip in our estimated transactions per second, resting just above 0.06.
That lower volume should logically result in lower transaction fees, but looking at the data, I see a significant persistent anomaly that needs addressing. While the median transaction fee remains excellent, just $0.0368, the average fee is an astronomical $654 USD, and the maximum fee is over $500,000 at $551,278. Neo, this is not indicative of congestion. What is happening here?
This is a classic example of a structural fee anomaly, Trinity, and it appears to be a recurring pattern or perhaps the persistent effect of a handful of improperly structured transactions. You are absolutely correct. The median fee proves that the network is not congested. Standard users are paying fractions of a dollar, as designed. However, the maximum fee is extreme. Yesterday's maximum was nearly $1.4 million. Today's is lower, but $550,000 is still clearly the result of a single or very few outlier events, likely an accidental high fee submission by an automated system or wallet misconfiguration.
So a high-value, high-fee transaction persists in dragging the average up, but it doesn't reflect the cost of using Zcash for 99.9% of users.
Exactly. It's a data outlier we must monitor to see if it indicates a bug in common wallet software, but it is not a sign of network stress or capacity issues.
Let's close by examining whale activity, which usually drives those massive throughput numbers. Did we see reduced institutional or large holder activity?
We did. We categorized transactions into four buckets, and today's data shows a clear reduction in the highest tier. Yesterday, we recorded 555 transactions in the whale category. Today, that count dropped to 509. Similarly, the large category transactions were down slightly. This reduction in the highest value transfers is the direct explanation for the drop in total ZEC volume moved on the network.
To summarize, the network demonstrated stability on January 24th following significant movement. We saw a return to normal, near net zero privacy flows, signaling strong utilization health. Overall volume was down due to reduced whale activity, but the core network structure remains highly efficient for the standard user, despite the ongoing isolated fee anomaly.
That is an accurate assessment. The data confirms that the base layer remains robust and private utility is strengthening, even as the larger, less frequent transfers subside temporarily.
Neo, thank you for providing that expert analysis on the Zcash metrics for the 24th. That wraps up another episode of the Zcast podcast. We'll be back soon with more insights.